There's a joke that defines an economist as a person who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. Economist jokes often suggest that economists are just ivory tower professors, not to be taken too seriously. Yet, in fact, the opposite is true. Economists are everywhere. They provide intellectual rationalizations for most policies. They are more powerful than we might think. But the joke has a point. Economists focus on the superficial that can be easily measured and ignore the underlying value, the importance of what they are studying. Take the price of oil. The actual price that one pays for fossil fuels is determined by many factors that change quite rapidly. Remember that during the summer of 2008, the price of regular gasoline spiked at over $4 a gallon. Today, it is down near $2 a gallon, while prices in general have risen about 10% since 2008. If the gasoline price truly reflected both the value we as citizens placed on it and, more importantly, the cost that gasoline imposed on society, then we could use it as a signal of real costs and benefits. But in fact, neither the $4 nor the $2 tells us the real value of oil. Scientists tell us that the true cost of continuing to burn fossil fuels at the current rate is approaching infinity. Aside from all the challenges to humanity resulting from the rise in sea levels over the next 50 to 100 years, there is a real danger that if the permafrost in the northern hemisphere melts, the methane released will make the air unbreathable. Humanity itself will become extinct. But virtually the entire economics profession discounts that possibility, assigning it such a low probability that they do not bother plugging such costs into their equations as they seek to measure the impact of various proposed environmental policies. Economists focus on prices rather than true underlying values has dangerous consequences. The great British economist John Maynard Keynes once wrote, "The ideas of economists and political philosophers are powerful. Practical men who believe themselves to be quite exempt from any intellectual influences are usually slaves of some defunct economist." Keynes's point is that economists are very influential. Because they have prestige, they have the ability to come up with justifications for whatever a politician or business owner or any other supporter of a particular interest group wants to get done. And these justifications, because they have the aura of economic science about them, carry great weight with journalists, who then translate that into important information for the public at large. Why is there so much opposition in the U.S. today to our government taking steps to curb climate change? Because the owners of businesses who stand to lose money if these policies are enacted have hired scores of economists and advertising experts to convince too many of us that the costs imposed on the population would be astronomical. Forget about the fact that the cost of doing nothing will, during the lifetimes of our grandchildren, be truly catastrophic. They are convincing us to worry about a rise in taxes and the loss of jobs in coal mining and in generating electricity from coal-fired plants. We need to get our eyes on the ball. It is a scientific certainty that the current prices of oil, natural gas, and coal are reducing the long-term viability of our Earth. Economists should be focused on the value of human life over the next generations, not on the short-run benefits we are currently receiving from $2 a gallon gasoline. Non-fossil fuel methods of generating power must become economically viable. A shift to these methods is essential to preserving our Earth.